Unfortunately, history sucks, but it's part of us. Have you ever thought of how we've gotten to where we are today? Way, way before your birth, a number of things, events occurred one after the other, becoming part of your life today. Here, Maria Zamora, to prove you this point. In the 1760s, the Industrial Revolution began, where little by little, new technological advances were discovered, from the first phone to heavy factory machinery. Commerce expanded worldwide, agriculture production grew, and bustling cities sprang up. Thanks to this historical moment, we have all those non-necessary technological devices and those essential ones for our life, such as a fridge. May not seem important, but it stores our food, what our body needs to consume in order to be alive, for various days. Dr. Zomer, what do you most appreciate about the Industrial Revolution?
Well, I hate doing any form of exercise, so transportation, faster, easier than hundreds of years ago.
As Bill Gates stated, if you go back to the 1800s, everybody was poor. I mean, everybody. The Industrial Revolution kicked in, and a lot of countries benefited. By no means everyone. The Cold War. The never-heated war, known as an era. After the World War II, the USSR encouraged pro-communist governments in Bulgaria, Romania, and Poland, for which the US was against, as because they were afraid this could expand. As a response, the US created a containment policy to assure communism did not spread. The USSR were not so happy about this, that for a period of time, there was tension between them and the US, leading to the possibility of a nuclear powerful war. Now today, these events connect to us in relation to our former President Trump and all the controversy with Korea.
What was your experience during the Cold War?
One word, horrible. I had no sleep, nightmares of the fear of a nuclear bomb at any time.
With the end of the Cold War, all the isms of the 20th century, fascism, Nazism, communism, and the evil apartheidism, have failed, except one. Only democracy has shown itself true, the hope of all mankind. Jack Kemp. Another event that shapes our society in a way is the World War I and II. Even though it was full of tragedies and no good, since Franz Ferdinand's death to the creation of outraging propaganda, it brought a new beginning to women's history. Since less and less men went to war, and people were needed, women left the house chores and took the role. Today, that marks how women are leaving behind stereotypical qualities from being the house mother, wife, to admirable possible businesswoman, empowering their country just like men, the founders.
Dr. Zomer, do you believe men are stronger than women?
No. Men and women, to me, are equally powerful to one another.
Dilly Han, an educator who worked as a nurse's aide for the Red Cross during the World War II, stated, "I think a lot of women said, screw that noise, because they had a taste of freedom, they had a taste of making their own money, a taste of spending their own money, making their own decisions. I think the beginning of the women's movement had its seeds right there, in World War II." Looking back to our history, we can find more connections that mark our today. As the events today will one day in the future be looked at. Thank you, and let's continue to be part of today. History.